Hey everyone, welcome back to another episode of the Thrive in EDU podcast. I am Rochelle Denae Pose. And if you're joining for the first time, thank you. If you've been listening, thank you as well. I am excited today because I do have a guest with me to have a, we're gonna have a great conversation and I'm super excited to have him on the show. So I would like to welcome Drew Vernon, who is the marketing director at Tony's.
Hi, it's great to be here. Thanks for having me.
Of course. And so I've known you for a while and, you know, I don't want to give any too many things away yet because I'm going to, you know, we're going to dive into the conversation, but for anybody who's interested, like, you know, how did you get to where you are today? The work that you're doing now, could you give us a little bit about your background and education and the path that got you to where you are today?
Yeah, sure. So I, went to school for marketing and I came out of school working for P&G. I worked on some big brands, including CoverGirl and Olay. I worked on developing new products for them. Also spent some time on Jergens body lotion and got tired of working on beauty. So I decided to move into the toy industry. And I went to Lego, where I managed their preschool division. And then about 3.5 years ago, came over to Tony's, where I am today. So my background in education really just started when I went to Lego. I found that, you know, my most successful programs were the ones that focused on play and on developmental benefits of play. And so that kind of piqued my interest. And as I came over to Tony's, showing the developmental benefits of our product became very important for me.
That is awesome. Like, I love hearing the background stories because a lot of people think that, you know, people that are in a certain industry, like that I've always been a teacher or, you know, I'm also an attorney and people think that I left being an attorney to be a teacher. I'm like, no, I've been a teacher the whole time. And then all the different paths that we take along the way. And it's interesting to know your background because I didn't know that. I just figured that you were always in the education space. And so that's interesting. I'm sure like you've seen so many different, like, you know, perspectives and what works in marketing and then just the learning process too that you've been experiencing. And then I love this, the part about Lego. And then now here you are at Tony's. And so I know that you keep very busy because, like, how can you not be busy when you're working in education, no matter what your role is? And so for you on a daily basis, like, what does your day look like on most days? You know, what keeps you busy or keeps you up late working at night?
Well, I'm the marketing director first and foremost. So that's taking care of kind of the main part of our business. So I'm working on TV commercials, catalogs, other kind of marketing campaigns, and launching new products. We work with a lot of licensed partners from Disney to PBS Kids, National Geographic, Dr. Seuss, and others. So talking to licensed partners, developing the product, and kind of getting the word out. That's the marketing director side. The education side is specifically talking to educators, teachers, librarians, childcare providers, and sharing with them what the Tony Box is and what Tony's can do in their organizations.
Yeah. And so I love that you said Tony Box because people may have heard Tony's and we're saying Tony's, but they might not really know what a Tony Box is. And I know, and it's funny how sometimes we know about these products and we just figure like everybody has to know about these because they're awesome and there's all these benefits. But if you were to describe, you know, Tony's to somebody like an educator who said, gee, you know, I've never heard of Tony's, what is it? And how can I use it in my classroom? What would you tell them?
So a Tony Box is basically a 21st century version of like a CD player. So it's actually started by a couple of dads who met on their children's preschool board. And they noticed that teachers were still using CD players in class to play songs and stories. And they wanted something that was a little bit more up to date and something that put the control into the hands of the kids. So they created a figure-based system where you have a Tony figure, which is like a little character like Pete the Cat or a Disney princess. And when you put it on the Tony Box, which is a speaker, it will play the audio content that it's programmed to play. So it's a great screen-free device. We just went through a global pandemic not too long ago where the school shut down and we started handing our kids tablets and screens We're finding now that it's hard to take those away. And so screen time is rampant. A lot of negative effects, which, you know, we could talk about associated to too much screen time. And the Tony Box is an alternative to all of that by giving screen-free audio to kids.
Yeah, and I can tell you, like, even though it's for younger learners, that when I got my first one, because I have two of them, when I got my first one, like, I was just wowed by it. I mean, one, like you say, like the screen time, because even the youngest kids, like, it does not take them much time at all to figure out how to use an iPad or anything. Like, they learn so quickly. But during that time, they really were on the devices for so long. And I remember getting my first Tony Box back then, and I took it into my classroom, and I always like to just display things and see who notices it first. You know, are they curious? What do they want to know about it? And I demonstrated it for them. And, you know, the kids that I teach are high school. And they were like, wow, you know, my younger sibling would love this, or this is great, or why didn't we have this when I was a kid? And I said, well, why didn't I wish we had this when I was a kid? Because it is really an awesome resource tool that teachers can bring in, and families too, can bring into their houses and into their homes. And so, you know, if you could share a little bit more about, like, let's say a teacher brings one into their classroom, you know, and it's fun because there's different characters and things. There's a lot that you can do with it. And I don't know if you want to share some of the things that you can actually do with the Tony Box to give some people some highlights, or if you want to talk about, you know, how it promotes literacy with students, whatever you want to share.
Sure. On kind of the home side, like for a mom, it's a great just companion for a kid because they can give them a Tony and a Tony box. They can listen to a song or a story, and you can call it a day. On the education side, I break it out into the different types of content that we have and the different times of the day that children experience. And so we have four centers. The first is a mindfulness center to self-regulate and to calm children down. This is great after recess if they're, you know, need to calm down a little bit. We also have a play center, which is more about getting the wiggles out and interactive songs and stories. We have a reading center, which features figures that have a companion book. We don't sell the books at Tony's, but like Dr. Seuss, for example, or Pete the Cat, those are stories that have physical books. So a lot of teachers will like to have both the book and the figure for kind of self-guided reading. And then the fourth center we have is the Discovery Center, which is nonfiction content that we've partnered with National Geographic, PBS Kids, and others to help with educational content. So there's a variety of ways that teachers are using this in the classroom. It's great for circle time or stations or centers. And it's just great, you know, for after school care as well, just to kind of keep the kids engaged in a screen-free way.
Yeah, and I love too that, like, the kids can control it on their own, and just, I mean, the shape of it, the design of it, you know, the different Tony characters that you can get. Like, it's just, if anybody hasn't seen it, you need to, while you're listening right now, Google it and look it up and check it out, because it really is an awesome thing to have in your classroom or in your home or both, wherever. And so, Drew, something else that I'm interested in learning, I'm sure everybody else is too, is, you know, one thing that we want students to have is, like, learning that's authentic and meaningful. We want to boost student engagement and, you know, make learning fun in different ways. And clearly this can be a fun way to learn, but behind the fun, we also want to make sure that they're learning the content. And so when students are, you know, sitting maybe after recess or at home in the evening or something, you know, how is it that you see, or how does, like, a Tony Box help students to kind of build their skills, you know, beyond the literacy, but like vocabulary or comprehension? Are there certain things that I should say educators could do or that parents could do that can help to boost those skills in students?
Yeah, it's a great question. But you know, about a year and a half ago, I had kind of a light bulb moment because a state representative from Delaware actually reached out to me and he said, "My daughters have a Tony Box, and I can tell that when they listen to it, they pick up vocabulary." And he said, "I'd like to put a Tony Box in every public library in my state in Delaware." So, you know, we did a library program, and that's kind of what started, you know, Tony's for Libraries. I had already started Tony's for Teachers, that added libraries. We since have added, you know, childcare centers and hospitals. Now we just call it Tony's Education. But I was really curious about the effect of using a Tony box. So I actually just commissioned and published an impact measurement study where an independent researcher did 12 weeks of usage, children using a Tony box for 12 weeks and testing them before and after. And we did show and demonstrate that every competency measure that we tested improved over that period. And that included attention, engagement, reading comprehension, and vocabulary. And those all are showing an increase, which is really encouraging to see.
Yeah, I know a lot of people will say like, oh, this is great, but how do you know it actually works? And I mean, you just try it out in your classroom, but to have that research that you did, and you know, what was that process like in doing the research? I mean, in the work that you've done up to that point, and then getting some, you know, information back to see, you know, the benefits and the effect on student learning. And then how did you feel after that? Like, I can imagine just like, oh, wow, like, there are benefits to this, and this is the growth. You know, what was that experience like for you?
For me, it was validating because I already knew from talking to hundreds of educators over the last 3 years that the Tony box is a helpful device. And so to be able to quantify that, I think was good for me, and to help, you know, tell our story with data and evidence now. Because as you know, one of our former brand ambassadors like to say, you don't have to take my word for it. Now the data is there. So that's really encouraging to be able to share that with everybody.
Yeah, when the word validating is the word I was trying to think, I'm like, what is the right word to capture this? And you said it, you know, validating to see that, especially with something that is newer, and to get that feedback and to see the excitement with kids. And so I'm going to go back to the Tony box itself. So let's say, you know, I decide I'm listening right now, all of my listeners listening right now, I'm like, you know what, this is awesome. I'm going to get a Tony box. So what are the steps that an educator would have to take? You know, they get the box, they open it, probably like me, like, oh my gosh, this thing is amazing. You know, how long does it take to set it up? Like what is all involved in it? And is it something that, you know, you can really just take and start right away? I'll start with that question first.
Sure. Yeah. So for educators, I should mention that, you know, we do have our education program where we can, you know, set up organizational accounts, and we do offer tax exempt ordering and a 20% discount on all of our products. So that's something that that I can help anybody interested to do in order to start ordering. In terms of ordering and getting things set up, Tony Box does need to be set up. That can take anywhere from, you know, 10 to 20 minutes. And the way that Tony's work is, the Tony really just has an RFID chip inside. So the content itself is downloaded from Wi-Fi onto the box for any given Tony. So you do need to be connected for that first time you use a Tony on the box. But after that initial download, it is stored on the box. And so once that's done, then you're free to use the box offline. Libraries can circulate it out to their patrons without having to worry about internet connectivity. But there are just a few things regarding setup that you'll need to familiarize yourself with.
Yeah, it was not a difficult process at all. Like, it's just very straightforward. So I remember setting my first one up, and actually the one I have at home, and I have one at school, and walking in the one day, and it just started to talk. And I was like, what is that I hear in the background? For teachers who are thinking, you know, are there different types of Tonys? Like, I don't know, could a teacher or a parent or anybody record their own voice on a Tony and use it on Tony?
Yes, that's correct. So up until now, we've talked about the content Tonys. Those are the ones that are pre-programmed. So if you buy the Cat in the Hat, you put that on the box, you're going to hear the Cat in the Hat. We also have creative Tonys. They have pointy ears on top. That's how you can kind of tell them apart. But the creative Tonys are actually blank, and they're programmable with up to 90 minutes of your own audio content. So if you think about this, for me, the Napster generation, it's like a rewritable CD. And that is really great for teachers as well, because they can pre-record lesson plans that they can then make available on demand. Or we have teachers will say special messages, or you could do like a scavenger hunt where each Tony kind of leads to the next, is a clue that leads to the next part of the treasure hunt. So the possibilities for creative Tonys are really endless.
I love that idea. I'd never thought about like a scavenger hunt, but you talk about, with students, there's all these things that teachers and educators have to worry about. It's like we want to focus on social emotional learning skills and we want them to be prepared for the future. We want them to, collaborate. And there's just so much to focus on. And I wouldn't think to use a Tony box like prior to our conversation that you could use it in that way to have it as a scavenger hunt. And then some of the ideas too, like the recording. Now, could it be set up so students could have a task depending on their age where they have to come up with their own story and record their own story and then go around and kind of listen to each other's stories?
Yes, absolutely. And I think that's a great way to learn the creative process. And that's what I enjoy talking a lot about is how do you go from kind of like a pre-programmed experience of a like a content Tony to your own content and your own creation on a creative Tony. And so I think that's definitely something that we see a lot of value and use in.
Yeah, because we hear that, students like we want them to do more than consume. We want them to consume, create, innovate. And I think, and I'm sure that would be a lot of fun for students to brainstorm and to build those skills like, oh, we're working as part of a team and then just experiencing the stories. But if an educator had a few in their classroom and had the students broken into groups and gave them a task that was related to the content, especially if it's content that's kind of like challenging or tricky or something, it really helps them like that repetition. But it doesn't feel like it's repetitive because they're creating and they're doing all these different things and having fun in the process. And I'm sure that, their attention would be there, the engagement would go up, they'd be so curious about it too. That would be a ton of fun. So anybody who is looking for a great idea, I think that's the winner right there. And anything else that you wanted to add, Drew, either about the creative Tonys or the ones that, that you might suggest for a teacher who's looking for something that's already, already has the content?
No, I don't think so. I guess I would just mention that, we have a growing online community as well that's based on different uses and applications. So we have Tonys for Teachers group, Tonys for Librarians group, we have a Creative Tonys group. And so that's the best inspiration, I think, is just learning from other people who are already doing it and adapting that to your specific setting.
Yeah, and I love that if you do go to the site, and I'll be sure to drop all links to all the places in the show notes too. But for teachers, just to even go and look and get some ideas and find one to get started with in your classroom and see what the results are. And I know I have several friends that ended up getting them as well. And they teach second and third and fourth grade. And they were already doing a lot of like really interesting things with storytelling and so forth. But they said there was nothing like the excitement when they brought their Tony box into the classroom that day. Those students, like they didn't like how I did with mine. They didn't say anything. They just had it there. And the kids were like, what is that? And then just the way it feels too, like the design of it itself, it really is an awesome product. And I am very lucky to have two of them that I don't have to like, travel back and forth home to school with the one that I have and get to share it with the other teachers too. So we have learned a lot so far. And I'm hoping that people are going to dive in and check out and go to the website. But is there anything else that you wanted to, share that maybe we didn't touch upon that educators should know?
No, I'm just really passionate about what I do. I mentioned that I started out in beauty and I was selling, mascara and lotion, and it's kind of a dream of mine to be able to talk about a product that I truly believe is beneficial for kids, and they're our future. And so I think the more that we can provide tools, for whether it's the Tony Box or other tools and resources, just really equip the kids to face the challenges that they're going to face is something that I'm really passionate above and beyond the work that I do at Tony's.
Yeah, and I as well as you know, the authenticity of it, when you really believe in something and in the product and you see the benefits and that validation, like you said too, like this is great, but what does it do? What's the impact on students? What are the benefits, not just now, but how is this going to help them, you know, moving forward when they leave my classroom? And clearly when you use something like this, if they're creating their own stories or just that, you know, experience itself where they're listening and they're more engaged, it's going to really boost their learning and they're going to have fun and they're going to remember it too. It's that experience that they're going to have. And so I thank you for sharing all of this information today. And for anybody who wants to know, like, where do I go? Like, is there a Facebook group? You know, can I go to the website? Any links or, you know, information where people could, you know, learn more about Tonies and a Tony Box?
Yes, so you can go to our website is tonies.com, TONIES.com. You can also follow us on Instagram at tonies.us. Check out the Facebook groups, Tonies for Teachers, Tonies for Librarians. For anybody interested in setting up an educational account, you can actually email me, helloclass@tonies.com, helloclass@tonies.com.
All right. Wow. I will put all of those, and I love the different groups too, because that's where we learn. It's that sense of community. And I think that ties this all together too, you know, with a Tony Box. It's like you can build that community where it's like community of learners and learning and the kids working together. So thank you, Drew, for joining me, because it's always nice to have somebody to talk to on my podcast.
It's my pleasure. It's great to see you again, and we'll have to catch up again soon.
We will. And for everybody listening, thank you for listening. Please be sure to subscribe to the podcast and also my newsletter. And we'll catch you the next time.